Okay, we are talking political correctness. We have got Josh in the studio, and we've also got Bex as well. So, who wants to kick off with what's the daftest thing about political? Well, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I've just found a website or the funniest examples of political correctness.
Go on, give us one.
And one of them is in some areas, manholes have been renamed personal access units to avoid upsetting women.
Manholes, right? So have been called personal access units.
Yeah, and there's another one as well. Some companies avoid the term right-hand man because it might cause offence to women.
Right-hand man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know that in the past, you know, we always had a spokesperson or a spokesman, and then that's changed now. We get spokesperson, spokeswoman, and so on, which, you know, again, it's language. When it comes to, there are certain things it's changed where, in that instance, it's changed and it's not deemed offensive, the change, and it's not awkward either. It's just common sense, and it's and it just makes for better language. That's about the only one, isn't it? A spokesperson. If it's a woman, will be a spokeswoman. If it's a man, it's a spokesman. No arguments.
What about police officer and policeman and policewoman?
Yeah,
that's one. As
same,
well.
Same thing. I mean, that to me, that's not political correctness. That's just common sense,
yeah.
Isn't it? It's the use of proper language.
Yeah.
Whereas, I mean, you know, we're going to touch on a whole load of things, and, you know, some of these things we're obviously going to learn and hear for the first time. Other ones we're going to revisit. Things like, bar, black sheep, have you any more? Any wool? You don't say that
anymore.
You can't
say it anymore.
I've got one here that's fantastic.
Go on.
In 2007, Santa Clauses in Sydney, Australia, were forced to revolt for the right to say ho, ho, ho. It turns out their employer, the recruitment firm Westoff, that supplied hundreds of Santas across Australia, told all trainees that ho, ho, ho could frighten children and be derogatory to women because it was too close to the American, not Australian, mind you, slang for prostitute. Instead, the Santas were instructed to lower their voices and say, ho, ho, ho.
Ridiculous. You were saying about sheep, bar, black sheep.
What? Yeah, it's so, bar, rainbow sheep.
It's
now.
Rainbow sheep.
Yeah.
So, again,
rainbow sheep.
That's ridiculous because it doesn't say what it is.
But it's just
it?
An innocent nursery rhyme, isn't it? That's all it is.
It is. And that's it. I mean, we've given ourselves a problem by changing things like that when there's absolutely no need to change it, surely. In 2010, European Parliament introduced a proposal to outlaw titles stating marital status, such as Miss and Mrs., so as not to cause offence. What else have you got?
I've got, apparently now, in Little Red Riding Hood, Grandma survives. In Hansel and Gretel, the stepmother is not trying to kill them and the witch is not trying to eat them.
Oh, wow.
Where's the story? Should it be a red Riding Hood? What about those people that like blue?
What about I blush a lot?
Yeah, yeah, that's offensive. That's offensive.
Blushist.
Oh, it's crazy. Many Americans now use the expression "Happy Holidays" instead of "Happy Christmas" in order not to cause offence to non-Christians who probably are not in the slightest bit bothered anyway. What else you got, Josh?
Spotted Dick has now got to be called Spotted Richard.
Hang on. So, is that true?
Well, it says a classic English dessert has been renamed to avoid embarrassment.
Okay.
After UK council bosses feared the original name might cause offence.
Do you remember, you live locally, so you would remember the pub just down the end of your road. He's been in trouble recently. Mick Quinn. He's been in trouble because I mean, this is a perfect discussion because he's put things on his board, hasn't he?
Oh yeah, I've read about that.
And maybe we should just pull that up and have a little look. But it's fascinating because I've been by there even before the story broke about a week ago, didn't it? But a good couple of months ago, I drove by and saw what was written on the board, and I laughed. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I can't remember which one it was, what message it was, but it was. I thought it was really, really funny, and he's been given a lot of stick for it. I'm not quite sure which boards were actually would trigger the complaint, but people are now saying I wouldn't eat in there. And there are some people that obviously will say, hang on a minute, I go in there all the time and it's just a bit of fun. So have you noticed any of the boards?
I don't have any blooming choice, do I? They're right at the opposite my driveway.
Yeah.
And I have to say, personally, I'm fed up with them. You know, it's, you know.
Maths tutor available 25/7. That's one of them.
Yeah. Maths tutor 20
available 25/7.
Brothers Day in Roxall. A three-legged man won a race.
Another
in
one
Roxall.
Is feminism is so cute.
Yeah, you see, I don't find that funny. I really don't find that funny. I know the two of you aren't smiling, but I don't.
I can understand there are certain ones there that may be a little bit personal. The maths one, I think that to me is not having a go at anybody, is it?
That's just a
throwaway comment. But when it starts getting a little bit personal about fat people are harder to kidnap, stay safe, eat in here, have also attracted complaints. Now that
the latest
is,
one is now cheap circumcision, what a rip off.
Right.
Do you think that's funny?
A little bit.
It is, but it's the ones that aren't having a go at anybody. When you start insulting people, see that I think that's where political correctness is. Maybe if somebody's going to apply some kind of political correctness rule, I think if you're having a go, look, fat people are harder to kidnap. Stay safe, eat in here. It's having a go at somebody. The maths one, just do that one again.
Maths tutor available 25/7.
See, that's not having a go at anybody. So, and I think that's the difference, and I think this is where maybe he should take a bit of a look at himself.
Do you not think that he's been really clever about what he's done, and he's advertised his pub really well?
Definitely. I also think there is a danger of he's alienated himself, because, just say for instance, the signs which included slogans such as feminism is so cute and wished Roxall residents a happy Brothers Day have become... See, that is insulting to Roxall residents. I can understand, if you were a Roxall resident, there will be some people that will find that funny, but there will be a lot of people that will find that offensive, and I think that's where he has to be very, very careful. Fleming Arms owner Mick Quinn said, I've come up with the jokes myself, and 99.9% of the customers love them and think that they're really funny. People have stopped and come into the pub because they have seen the signs. They are not offensive, it's all a joke. Yeah, I think some are. And some are, I mean, you know, whether you believe they're funny or not, I mean, some are, I think they're funny.
Yeah.
I also think the ones that are politically incorrect are funny as well. But if I was somebody coming from Roxall, I'd probably see the joke, but also I could see why people were a bit hacked off with it. What do you think?
I'm just bored with it. To be honest, I am. You know, one funny sign, yay, maybe, but now it's just, he's just, well, you know, I just want them to stop.
Well, I don't think they're going to stop, because if I know Mick at all, it's something that will carry on, and if people are still going into his pub, then fine. I don't suppose there'd be too many people when they're from Roxall.
No, probably not.
Do you? So, no. So, I mean, the chances are that's going to happen. But Mick, he's only 48. I mean, he looks a lot older than that, doesn't
he's
he?
Not.
He's only 48. Or unless that's a lie. Or unless that's a misprint.
Yeah, well, I must say, when I go into the paper, I'm quoted as 25.
Yeah. What else have you got, Josh?
One thing, in 2011, political correctness finally went mad. It got angry with Ricky Gervais for using the word mong. It shouted at Jeremy Clarkson for saying that strikers should be shot. And Andy Gray and Richard Keys sacked from Sky for being sexist about female match officials.
Do you know what? It's really strange. You brought up the story about Ricky Gervais, because I've told this story a couple of times. Maybe you may get bored with it. I apologise, but it just highlights a point. Ricky Gervais was presenting an awards ceremony, and he actually used that term, but. When ITV and BBC were reporting on it, they couldn't actually tell you the word that he was using. So the story was, he'd used a word that they couldn't actually tell you. So you were left guessing what the word was.
Yeah.
And you couldn't actually, you had to go on the internet to find it. But then 30 seconds later, they said, by the way, Colonel Gaddafi has been captured and killed. And they showed you a picture of him being dragged out of some rubble with a bullet in his head. But they couldn't use the term mong on the TV, but they could show you a man that's just been shot in the head at 7:30 in the morning whilst you're eating your cornflakes.
Lovely.
Yeah. It's not okay, is it?
It's not okay. It's, you know, that to me is, on one hand, political correctness is has poked you in the arm, and the other one, they're just laughing at you and saying, hey, look, we're going to get... You know, to me, that was just ridiculous. Either story, it's sort of, you know, yes, okay, do you want that term used? Yes, because it's part of the story, unfortunately. It's a bit like a couple of weeks ago, we had someone come in, and I think it was Matt Davis, who came in and said about John Inverdale. John Inverdale was had slipped a C word in and dropped a sleeves. It was an accident.
Yeah.
When you heard it, he didn't mean it at all. You knew that he didn't mean it. But obviously, when they reported the story in the press, they couldn't use the word.
So what did they do?
So they just put the stars in. You couldn't work it out because they'd made it in such a... They'd done it in such a way that you couldn't actually work out what it actually... It could have meant this or that word and so on. And you think... Right, okay. I think they just put the U in. They just put the U in, okay, which could have been a number of four-letter words with asterisks. And you look at that and think, well, what did he say then, for goodness' sake?
Lout.
Yeah. You think, for God's sake, just tell us what the story is. Lovable cartoon rogue, have you got this? Dennis the Menace has been given a politically correct makeover. BBC chiefs decided to take away his edge in the remake of... Dennis the Menace. Gone are his bombs, his catapult, water pistol and pea shooter. And in their place is a simple boyish grin.
But then that's not Dennis the Menace then, is it?
It's just Dennis.
So how's he going to menace people? What, by smiling at them?
I'm Dennis.
It's Dennis.
Do you know, this reminds me of when I got stopped at an airport, and I'd been really, you know, good about making sure my hand baggage didn't have anything naughty in it. And they found on my key ring a small tape measure. And they said, we're having that. I said, why? And they said, well, it's prohibited. I said, what am I going to do? Measure someone to death? Do you know what I mean?
That well-known...
Crazy!
A UK council has been banned from... banned using the term brainstorming and replaced it with thought showers, as local lawmakers thought the term may offend epileptics. Now, you're a nurse.
Yeah.
Now, I mean... Okay, what's your thoughts on that?
I think it's rubbish. I mean, and if I remember correctly, the Epileptic Society came out and said, do you know what? It doesn't bother us at all. So, well, you know, it's just one bright spark coming. Oh, you can't say that. I've got one here. B is for bumper cars. Forbidden by new and health and safety regulations at Butlins from bumping into each other. The whole point of our dodgem is to dodge people, not run into people. Well, where's the fun in that? I had a terrible black eye from dodgems, but I didn't mind. In fact, you know, I was quite proud. It's crazy.
It is crazy. You're absolutely right. Much to, and I think we've mentioned this off air, much to the amusement of pupils of all races, some schools have renamed blackboards as chalkboards to avoid unlikely claims of discrimination. So what is a whiteboard called?
Whiteboard.
So that's called a whiteboard.
I've always called it a whiteboard.
Is it still called a whiteboard, though?
As far as I'm aware.
So where's the continuity here then?
I don't know. I mean,
a blackboard is a blackboard, but now it's chalkboard.
Yeah.
So what are we going to call whiteboard then? A marker pen board?
Maybe.
Honestly, but it's just it is.
With all the technology around, I don't think there's going to be whiteboards or blackboards around anymore.
Well, see, I think you're probably right there. Yeah. You are probably right. What have you got, Bex? Anything?
I've got here motor insurance, which, thanks to a truly inspired fairness ruling by the European Court of Justice, has now been rendered considerably less fair. Young women, who are 10 times less likely to have a serious accident than young men, must now pay the same insurance premiums. Under the same gender equality legislation, male pensioners will have their income reduced, even though statistically they are likely to die younger than women.
Right.
So there you go. Mad.
Would it be fair to say that in some cases political correctness is okay?
I think, do you know what? I instead of political correctness, I'd like to use the word manners. Good manners. Let's not upset people on purpose or hurt people on purpose.
Yeah, but the trouble is, if you change it again, you know, people, lots of people will need some time to sort of catch up. I mean, I must admit, when you hear the term, you'll hear, I mean, ladies will probably complain about this more than men. You know, when they call, you know, the term, all right, love, all right, my ducks, and stuff like that. And blokes will use it, I don't know, in some cases it won't be offensive because it's not meant to be offensive. Some people may be offended by it. So, I mean, just say, for instance, in some ways, the way that it's used and so on,
context.
I do think that is a little bit patronising, a little bit sexist.
Yes, and I think if that is the case, then it is rude to do that. But surely that is all down to good manners.
It is all. I suppose you may be correct here. Correct.
Not politically correct.
Not politically correct.
But kindness and good manners surely covers most situations that you're in.
Just say, for instance, if somebody said, all right, darling, how you doing?
I'll say, all right. Because I quite often call people love or darling.
Yeah. But I think you're right, it's the context of it all, isn't it?
If it's all right, love, how you doing? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. I'd be like, go away.
Yeah. In some areas, we've done this one. There's a lovely picture of someone climbing out of a manhole here. In some areas, manholes have been renamed personal access units to avoid upsetting women. I'm seeing that a lot now. I didn't even know, until you brought that up, Josh, just now, I didn't even know that existed.
What's that?
The PA... are they PAC? PAUs now.
What are they?
Personal access units.
Oh, manholes.
Manholes.
Yeah. Personal access units?
Yeah.
They're called manholes. What?
Yeah. Yeah, manholes are now called personal access units. Just so that we don't offend women.
Do you know what? Most women have got more than enough to think about.
Hmm. A UK recruiter was stunned when her job advert for reliable and hard-working applicants was rejected by the job centre, as it could be offensive to unreliable and lazy people.
Wow.
Hang on, listen to me, Dag. I'm trying to get my head around this. A UK recruiter was stunned when her job advert for reliable and hard-working applicants was rejected by the job centre, as it could be offensive to unreliable people and lazy people. That is incredible. That's offensive
now,
to me.
If you have a domestic pet, you're not allowed to call it that anymore. You must now refer to it as your companion animal, because according to academics of the Journal of Animal Ethics, the term pet is demeaning and derogatory of free living creatures.
Hang on, this is getting worse. Sorry. I'm not liking this now.
You can't call your pets anymore because it's derogatory. You have to call them your companion animal.
Well, last time you...
Are you allowed to call a dog a man's best friend anymore?
Well, you're touching... You're going into the dicey area.
God. I don't know, isn't that a bit of elitism or something?
No, it's derogatory to women because it's only like pet...
slap my wrist.
So you're not allowed to call them pets, but if you were to fill out a form, any form you like, have you got any pets, it won't ask them. What was the question? What was that they saying that you actually got to call
you've
them
got to
now?
Say companion animal.
Have you got a companion animal?
So, canine or feline? Are you allowed to say cat and dog anymore?
There's spanner in the works now, isn't there?
There is, and it's just gone really silly.
Yep.
I think we should have gone with our other idea for a long time social debate. The BBC was accused of dropping terms before Christ and Anno Domini, AD, on one of their programmes in favour of before Common Era. They denied this, responding they are happy for all terms to be used and leave it to the individual employee to decide. So before Christ might upset people that don't believe in Christ.
That's just crazy.
Ridiculous.
See, I can see by the spaces in between words, it's like, just picture two people looking at that and thinking, hey, hang on a minute, what? And it is, it's a case of, it's jaw-dropping, isn't it? It really is. In 2000, a government-backed booklet reportedly warned nursery teachers that playing musical chairs encouraged aggressive behaviour.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
I mean, it got a bit competitive, but I never wanted to hit someone over it.
I think it encourages healthy competition.
Yeah.
How to win, how to lose, how to have fun.
Fun. You're not allowed to have fun. Don't be daft.
Oh.
Fun. I didn't know this about musical chairs. I really didn't.
I bet you can't play Blind Man's Buff anymore, can you?
See, now...
What about pulling the tail of a donkey? What if tailless donkeys get offended?
Exactly, and it's pain. It's encouraging pain to animals. Yeah. Do you remember a game that we used to play? I don't know if you remember this, George, where you all sat round in a circle and the person in the middle had a cushion and was blindfolded, and you went and sat on someone's lap and said, "Squeak, piggy, squeak." And the person had to squeak, and you had to try and guess whose person's lap you were sitting on.
Oh, right.
But that's not allowed anymore.
That's not, no. But do you know what? I'd like to try that at home when you've had a few drinks. That'd be a great game to watch, wouldn't it?
Maybe we should have an adult's fun, you know, take... I mean, there's the Oranges and Lemons games. Do you remember? You know, it's Oranges and Lemons.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes, I do, yeah. Xbox were forced to apologise after they banned a user for saying he lived in Fort Gay, West Virginia, a name branded offensive by the company. So he lived in Fort Gay.
Yeah, they said that the word gay is offensive in all meanings.
Well, pity the people in this country who live in the village of Bell's End, then.
There's loads of people living in places like that that maybe... I mean, I'll be honest... We went to Corfu last year. I've told this story before. Yeah. But we went to Corfu. This is how daft it's getting. We were stood at the bar, and at the bar there was some Greek people, there were some German people, there was more English, and there was some Americans as well.
Yeah.
And the American said, "Hey, buddy, where are you from?" And I said, "I'm from the Isle of Wight."
Uh-huh.
And it went quiet.
Yeah.
And I thought, nothing. It was like, and you could see, you know, when somebody's looking you up and down and thinking, "Oh yeah, oh yeah, right, okay." Yeah. And I said, "Oh, hang on." I said, "No, it's the Isle of Wight, but it's not spelt like the colour." And the tension went as soon as I'd said it. "Oh right, the Isle of Wight. Oh yeah, yeah, no." And you're thinking, "Whoa, hang on a minute." So, and I know somebody did say years ago, maybe we should change the name of the Isle of Wight to Isle of something. But then again, you'd have to change the Isle of Man to the Isle of
Persons.
Yeah, Isle of Persons. People.
Oh, come
on. Do you know what white means, W-I-G-H-T?
Go on, tell us.
Witch.
A witch?
Yeah.
Oh, good grief.
And because the island...
But I'm a wizard.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's not politically correct then, is it? So we should change it.
Yeah. I never had to explain where I come from. When I went to New York, I never had to explain to anyone. I just said, "I'm from the Isle of Wight." "Oh, where's that?" "England." That's all it was.
I have to say, when I was out in South Africa, talking to people from all ethnic, you know, groups, and to say something, "Yeah, I come from the Isle of Wight," not spelt in the colourway, because you do feel a little bit conscious nowadays, yeah, which is ridiculous, actually.
We shouldn't have to feel ridiculous. Like that, though.
I know, but I didn't want them to think I came from some kind of white supremacist island, you know.
Just imagine all them cows on the island of Jersey.
Well, they
are. You know, it's just gone daft. The school in Seattle renamed its Easter eggs spring spheres. Causing offence to people who did not celebrate Easter. Happy Spring Spheres Day.
Spring Sphere, please.
Happy Spring Day.
Oh, crikey. Should we take a call? Hi, who's this?
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Keith. How you doing?
I'm not so bad. Is that Bonkers Ronkers? Were you there?
It is Bonkers Ronkers. We ain't got a nickname for Josh yet. Call it Bonkers Ronkers? That might be offensive.
Well, could be derogatory and say Josh the Tosh.
Oh!
That's just harsh.
There we go. Yeah. Good to hear you back, Bex.
Yeah, good to hear you too. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, really well.
You're on about things that people are finding offensive.
Yeah.
A few weeks back, I absolutely plastered my Facebook page with the fact that... some people found that the pub in the New Forest, I bet you know it well, called the Fighting Cocks.
Yes.
They wanted to ban the name.
Oh, why?
Yeah, the Animal Liberators, because they found it offensive and whatnot, and it was a thing from the past where people used to have cockfights.
Oh, that's just ridiculous.
I know, that pub's been called the Fighting Cocks. Well, I think you've got... What's the one you got on the island? Is there a Fighting Cock?
Yeah,
on the
island? We've got our own Fighting Cock.
Yeah, there you go, look, see? So. Yeah, because, of course, you know, I started off saying that we ought to open our own pubs, like, say, if I have one down in Portsmouth, down by the naval base, I'll call it the Cock on the Hard.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Yeah.
You know, just to... people... even found that offensive. That was just a joke, but...
I thought people just have a laugh.
Yeah, Fighting Cocks. They wanted to take... They wanted to ban the name, Fighting Cocks.
Well, be lucky that you don't live in Cumbria, then, because there's a place there called Cockermouth.
That's right. That's right, Cockermouth, yeah. Yeah, I've heard that one. That used to be on... always used to make me giggle when it was on It's a Knockout.
Yeah.
And here we have a team from Cockermouth, you know.
Do you know what I think we should do for a laugh? Is write to some of these people, the Fighting Cocks, and say, we think you should change your name because it's really offensive. Just to see what the reaction we get.
Yeah, honestly, it was in our Southern Eden Echo, mate.
Sorry?
It was in our Southern Eden Echo. And apparently the animal, I think it's... Is it the PLO or something?
PLO, that's yeah, PLO, is it?
Palestinian Liberation.
They're not involved, are they?
I know there's some initials like that or something. They wanted the name changed, but that pub's been there hundreds of years, like your own.
Yeah,
hundreds of years. And I've seen over on the mainland in the news about that pub you're on about. I think it's funny as well.
Yeah, what about the White Art? See, that might be deemed as racist now, mightn't it?
What about the bull ring? Because that was really used to tie bulls up and fight, wasn't it? Bull baiting?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure there's some cock and balls in pubs in this country. Bull. Yeah, if you live in Surrey, you can live in Jeffrey's Passage. If you live in Cornwall, you can live in Jolly's Bottom. And
well,
if
like
you live
you
in East Sussex, you can live in Jugg's Close. There you go.
I said this before, like you said earlier on, Bex, about I used to drive up through Bell End. Yeah, Bell End. And honest to God, you used to go past another bit of it. No, seriously, and it was called Licky End.
Licky End?
Yeah, it's up near Birmingham.
Yeah, Spanker Lane in Derbyshire.
Oh,
Spanker Lane. Yeah.
Yeah,
there's also, I think, one of the lorry drivers that we used to meet up, and he come across over from Yorkshire Way, and he went across Fanny's Gap.
And we've got Tosside in Lancashire.
I know. And how could people be offended, eh?
Well, I tell you what, rude and funny English village and place names in England, there's so many, isn't there? There's Beaver Close.
What's that one? Yeah, but what's that one down in Cornwall? Is it Brown Willie?
God. It is. Brown Willie. I'm just looking at it now. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to offend any more with what I'm saying, so have a good day. Well, so it's good to hear you back, Bex.
Yeah, it's good to be back, darling.
It's even better to see your front, but there you go.
You see now, if I was politically correct, I'd say, how rude. But as it is, I'm like, yeah, okay.
How rude, yeah. Anyway, look after yourself. What you love.
Thanks for your call,
mate. Catch you all later.
Cheers,
bye.
Bye. There are so many. We should have started this earlier.
Boobies Bay.
Boggy Bottom.
Jackass Lane.
Broad Bottom.
Panty Drain.
Bushy Gap.
Ladies Mount.
These are places in the UK. Cock Intake.
Shite Brook.
So political correctness gone crazy, and yet these streets and these places are obviously have not been.
Oh, there's somewhere on the island called Hardman Rock.
Hardman Rock.
Yeah.
Where's that then?
I think that's just boasting, personally.
So what we'll do is we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and hopefully we'll do a whole lot more on political correctness.
Yeah.
So we'll be back after these.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
White Fibre, the island's fastest broadband. But don't just take our word for it. Here's John Willison from Cowes.
The best thing about White Fibre is their speed of response. And you're actually talking to a human being who you know is local. It's not transferred over to India or Scotland. It's a local person.
Get the island's fastest broadband free for 12 months. Call 240-240.
WhiteFibre.com.
24-month contract required. Fastest speeds available in all cabled areas.
Value Rent-A-Car, based in Sandown on the Isle of Wight. It's a secure online car hire booking service. We provide a low-cost, fully inclusive professional car hire and minibus hire service. We have cars available for rental from under £21 a day, if booked and paid for in advance. We take no payments online. Our vehicle rentals are based on a full 24-hour period. Collect at 11 a.m, return by 11 a.m. the next day. Go to www.value-rentacar.co.uk or phone 01983 401 333. That's 01983 401 333.
Fretbuzz.net is the place to go for all the latest music reviews, photos and much more. Covering Ireland bands to establish acts from across the globe, the guys at Fretbuzz will give their unique view on the music world. As well as music reviews from Fretbuzz, they now offer bands and musicians a range of promotional services from photo shoots, video show reels to advertising and pictures on the site. Fretbuzz caters for all budgets and requirements. Just call them on 07576 138337 today for more information. So whatever you're looking for, visit fret-buzz.net for all your music needs, or find them on Facebook by searching Fretbuzz Music Reviews.
Key Arts is one of 13 organisations awarded funding by the Isle of Wight Council to deliver youth provision. Key Arts is in partnership with Vectus Radio and is offering young people between the ages of 11 and 19 years, up to 25 years with additional needs, a wide variety of creative art activities, as well as the opportunity to learn about radio. Make sure to check out Key Arts' website for more information at www.keyarts.org. And don't forget to check out Vectus Radio's 4P course website as well, www.4ps.org.uk.
Isle of Wight Food Bank provides emergency food and support to local people in crisis. Your support helps stop local people going hungry. For more information, ring the office on 01983 292 040 or check out isleofwightfoodbank.org.uk/.
Hi, this is Kelvin here. Why not join me every Saturday at 10 for the mid-morning show on Vectis Radio? That's 3 hours of music, chat and fun. There's What's On, Support Your Local, Same Song Different Language, Mashup Madness, Cheesy Choices, as well as your birthday shout-outs and some great tunes too. That's the mid-morning show, which seems to stretch into the afternoon, every Saturday from 10.
Note, the show may contain humour and or sarcasm. Please listen responsibly. Click VectisRadio.com for the facts.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240.
So, welcome back. Part two, we're talking political correctness. Now, although we're having a bit of a laugh and a joke with it, I think we're all agreed that in some cases political correctness is a good thing. You know, in the past, obviously, we obviously as people said, right, OK, it's not really right to call people, you know, if, you know, ethnic origin or whatever, you know, call them names and so on and so forth and have a go at their religion. So those sort of things have been put in place to sort of make for a little bit more harmony. But I think in certain other areas, other aspects, it's really just gone daft, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just say, for instance, how many times do you hear of a story, and the media are very good at inciting some kind of reaction. You know, 2 weeks before Remembrance Sunday, they'll say that someone working in a supermarket has been told off or removed from the shop floor because they're wearing a cross.
Ugh.
And it might be deemed offensive. And you hear these stories, and yes, okay, that's probably happened, but it probably happened in August that year, but somebody saved the story until November, 2 days before, you know, Remembrance Sunday or whatever. But those kind of stories, that's when the political correctness thing and about the race, they're playing the race card. I mean, I hate racism.
Yeah.
I hate homophobia, you know, and all of those things. If political correctness is, you know, put in place and it alleviates that, then I think I'm happy, and I'm pretty sure I speak for most people that, you know, that they're happy as well. But it just goes a little bit too far, i.e. bar black sheep.
Yeah.
You know, i.e. someone wearing a cross at work. Do you remember there was a young lady that used to, well, she's probably middle-aged, older than us, Bex, she was reading the news, and I think she was reading the news, and she had a cross on.
Right.
And they said she had to. She wasn't allowed to wear the cross anymore.
Why not?
Because it was deemed offensive. And you think, right, okay, that's just going just too far, isn't it? That is just ridiculous.
I mean, surely people... I mean, I think it was Voltaire that said, I do not approve of what you're saying, but I defend to the death your right to say it. And I think unless something is cruel or hugely rude or, you know, good manners surely dictate how we behave.
Yeah.
If we were at school... Go back 30 or 40 years.
Yeah.
And this is how far we've come, and I'm so glad that we've come this far.
Yeah.
We would have used the term, and I've got to say it to highlight it, we would have used the term, and I don't agree with it, and I don't think people should use it, because I think it's a horrible word. We would use the term spastic.
Yes.
And it's not a nice word, and it shouldn't be used now, and for me, you know, but you will hear people use it, and so on and so forth, and it is offensive. Just say, for instance, if, you know, we mentioned, you know, last week, people, they started talking about this. Should you know, words be allowed to use, i.e. the gingerisms? And, you know, that isn't that just as offensive as calling somebody from, I don't know, the Yemen, an Arab, or, you know, another name that was derogatory? So, I mean, in a minute, if we're not too, you know, if we're not careful, we're going to tie ourselves up with everything is going to be taken the wrong way.
Well, when I read that children are being monitored at schools now for using specific types of language, and five-year-olds are being said to have been doing racist or hate speech at five, I'm thinking, do you know what, this is getting silly now. You know, surely a part of being five is to try out anything you might hear, and maybe you hear things at home that you take to school and you go, woo. But surely education is about working with these children and saying, do you know what, that's really unkind.
Yeah.
Not sticking them on a register of hate speeches.
No, that's it. See, that's wrong. But then you've got to say, well, OK, they've heard that somewhere. Where have they heard it?
Absolutely, probably at
home.
Because
that's where the problem is, isn't it?
But surely coming to school, you know, quite often... things we learnt at home, we went to school and learnt they were a load of old rubbish. I mean, I learnt that John Lennon didn't write Ticket to Ride for my mum. Oh. Because that's what she told me at school, at home. But, you know, that's about educating. It's not about judging and kind of punishing these children. Because they're children, they have to learn.
I think we've all got to learn, really, haven't we? Because let's be honest, we can all, and there shouldn't be any boundaries. There shouldn't be any. Okay, if you're of a certain colour, of certain religious persuasion, so on and so forth, everyone should be treated fairly.
Absolutely.
So when somebody comes along that is that has ginger hair, they should have the right to say as well, hey, look, you're being just as bad to me as you are to them.
Yeah.
And somebody was making the point, I think, in national press last week, is that one needs to be addressed, because a lot of people still think that it's all right.
Yeah.
I don't think that it is. I think if, for instance, these comedians, I mean, although I would imagine they can go on stage and they can say what they like, most people that are there are expecting a bit of the Mickey taken out of them and so on. So, but, you know, you put that in a normal situation, and if somebody's, you know, years ago, the most offensive thing would have been, you know, two Irishmen in a pub, Paddy says, you know, and you think, right, you can't say that anymore. But people still think that it's all right to do blonde jokes and, you know, Essex jokes and things like that. In a minute, we're going to tie ourselves up. We won't be able to open our mouths.
That stuff's going to be around forever, isn't it?
I hope so. I do. When I say I hope so, I mean, I hope comedy is going to be around forever, because comedy stops us taking ourselves too seriously. Yeah. You know.
But why should it just be left to the comedians to be able to say certain things?
Well, also, the rappers as well.
Exactly.
You know, so if you're a rapper or comedian... You okay? But Joe Bloggs in the street, ooh, a bit iffy.
So that's good where point. That's yeah, where. Just point. Say, for instance, if the old Common Sense Party here today says, right, okay, political correctness, yes, we're looking at it, but it's the way we say it and who we say it to.
It's interpretation.
Yeah.
I mean, there is that kind of aggressive kind of comedy, you know, like when you're at school, and perhaps it happens, you know, also in adult world, but when someone says something to you and actually it upsets you a bit, you know, they say something and they're laughing at you,
yeah,
and you say, do you know what, I don't really find that very funny, and they go, oh, can't you take a joke? And a joke is something that's supposed to be a shared experience.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, there's an aggressive thing in it as well.
Yeah.
I think, and I think as long as you're kind and genuinely funny, you should get away with quite a lot.
I don't know whether I've told you this before, about 10, 15 years ago, we used to do a show, you know, I was working at another radio station, we used to do like what we call a show on the road.
Yeah.
And he used to take like a stage show away, and I would just be there for 3 hours, having a bit of a laugh, having a bit of a joke, and getting people out of the, you know, on stage to take part in some fun activity.
Yeah.
And this is how daft and how easy it is to offend, but there was absolutely nothing in what I'd said.
Right.
Got this lady up on stage and she was like shaking, so I just said to her, crikey, you're well excited. Are you excited to be up here and play? And she said, no, I've got Parkinson's.
Right.
And I wanted the ground to swallow me up. But the stick that I got from one or two people that were, most people were fine about it.
I bet she was fine about it as well.
She was fine about it and she won.
Yeah,
she won whatever prizes we had. She won, but I just you know, it's what other people want to twist.
If you've never met her before, how are you supposed
to
know that
she's a genuine mistake?
It
isn't
is, yeah. But generally that is what people do. They put their foot in it and then realise it. I guess it's what you do next, what you say next. How many times do people say, "Oh crikey"? You know, I've just said something. I've realised that. Oh, maybe you might have been from Greece, or you know, and I've just had a go at your country, and so on and so on. And you think, oh, crikey, I wish I hadn't said that. You don't mean anything by it.
Oh, do you know what I did once? Which it still makes me cringe internally. I knew this woman, and she was an incredibly large woman, and we were at a Christmas do, and she told us she was pregnant. And then I bumped into her. I don't know how long. It was probably over a year later, on the play bus. Because I had my children on the play bus. And I said, oh, haven't you had that baby yet? And she said, yeah, it's sitting on the floor. It's like 6 months old. I mean, how would you save that?
Yeah.
How would you save that one? You just can't, can you?
Do you know what? I think we've all done something like that. I remember saying to a girl called Trina Stowe. She was a year above us, and she was with this guy. And we went to a gig, and I saw Trina, and I said, "Oh, Trina, you're pregnant." And she wasn't.
No.
And you think, oh, but you didn't mean anything by it.
Well, if you meant to be nasty and you meant to say it to humiliate it, it's incredibly different to actually just dropping your great size flipping 11 in it, isn't it, and mortifying yourself.
Yeah, we must have.
If you meant it by a joke, you would say it in a different way as well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no, I meant it in a. Oh, you're pregnant.
Congratulations.
Yeah, exactly. No.
But don't you think, on a tiny serious note, that we are kind of quite. We do have this kind of bitchy side in us. And the one thing that I'm concerned about now is how it's not okay to pillory someone because of the colour, quite rightly, or the sex that they are. But somehow it's okay to be really nasty to people who are poor, on benefits, or who are fat.
Or live in Wroxall and
Pan. Or who live in Wroxall.
And East Cowes.
Yeah.
See, that is
well, that's all okay.
Yeah.
And it's not really.
It's not. No, you're absolutely right. And I think there has to be a line somewhere where somebody says, right, okay, instead of political correctness, why don't we have just some common sense?
Yes.
And good manners. I see, I'm liking that. Maybe we should start a campaign.
Common sense party.
Yeah.
Common sense manners replace
political correctness.
Political correctness. That to me makes a lot of sense.
I was just thinking back when I was a green coat years ago for Warners, and we used to do things like knobbly knee competitions, but you probably couldn't have them anymore, could you? And we used to do glamorous granny competitions. Probably can't have those anymore. Do you know what I mean? But they were great fun.
Well, you just rattled off a few ideas there. If you just say, for instance, now you can't film, if your child was in the nativity play, there's a minefield in itself. But or if your child was taking part in a swimming gala, you can't film it.
Oh yeah.
You can't film your son or your daughter, or you have to get the permission of every single parent that's going to be there that's got a child actually taking part. And you think, okay, sadly that's the world that we live in now. I don't like it, but there are some people, and there are a lot more than those people that are pervos, that are just genuinely filming their children so they've got some memories for later on, and there's nothing more to it. But they're being penalised. I remember I had to get... My son was in a play, and he didn't have the lead part, but he was somewhere near, you know, so he was going to be in it. So we wanted to film it.
Yeah.
So we had to ask everybody permission, and in the end, the headmistress said, wouldn't it be more common sense for you to film it and we... come and get a copy from you? And I said, no, it blooming wouldn't, because that's like loads of work. Why should I do that? If they want to film it, film it. If people want to say, no, you can't film, then I won't film. It's as simple as
that.
But
there's another kind of side to that as well, because I can remember this happening, and the school said, you can't film it because you have to have Oscar's permission. And we were like, oh, well, that's not very fair, but okay. And then the school said, however, we're filming it, and you can buy the DVD for a tenner. So I filmed it, and I said, I'm sorry, but if you can film it,
so
obviously everyone's given consent, yeah. So can I.
Yeah,
it's
makes sense.
Yeah.
We obviously, you know, when we're doing the four-piece course and we've got youngsters, and some of the youngsters are under 16, we have to be very careful with, you know, taking photographs, putting it on the website. We have to ask the school, parents' permission, and so on. Yeah. So we have to do that. And, you know, what was really, really strange, about 2-3 years ago, we had a lad called Judd. Did you meet Judd?
Yes.
Judd, yeah. Judd was from St. George's School.
Yeah.
And he was 18 years of age. And he was in the process of doing some singing. So I wanted to take a picture of him singing and put it on the website. So I took a picture of him singing. He carried on doing the singing, and he had a teacher with him, one-to-one. And she said at the end of the conversation, off air, she said, "You took a picture of Judd. Can I destroy it, please?" And I said, "Really?" I said, "No. I mean, all I was going to do is put it on the website and say, with the audio, this is Judd singing this particular song. Look how much fun he's having." And no, you can't do that. She said, "If it was down to me, it'd be fine. But it's legislation, and obviously, I can't do that. I can't sanction that." I said, okay, I fully appreciate it. There's the picture. I've destroyed it. But I said, he's 18.
What did Judd say? Couldn't he give his own consent?
Judd didn't have a say in it.
That's ridiculous.
It is, because he's 18. Okay, he went to... and this is again, we're just about to go into another area where you think, oh, you're using that term, a special school. And you think, oh, right, should we use that term or not? It's a school with people with additional needs. Is that the right thing to say? I guess it is this month. In 2 years' time, it might be completely different, because someone else would have said, hang on a minute, you can't do that because it's discriminative.
Can you blame 80-year-olds not being able to keep up?
Absolutely bang on. You're bang on, because, you know, everything has changed so many times for them. I sympathise.
Yeah.
I really sympathise. And this is the kind of point we made last week when we were doing a discussion on gay marriage, and so on. And we were saying, what we've got to remember, let's just take the Isle of Wight as a whole. Let's just take the Isle of Wight. The Isle of Wight is predominantly people of a certain age.
Yes.
Now, if they are, just say for instance, 3/4 of the people are of below 50, and maybe a quarter are over 70, maybe. Yeah. That means that more or less somewhere near half of their life they would have lived with the rule that homosexuals, that's outlawed, that's not allowed.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for most of them, or part of the big part of their life, the most important part of their life, is it was outlawed, it wasn't allowed.
Yeah.
And that's the difference, that's what we've got. And until we actually kind of talk about it and know it, I mean, I've just shocked you, haven't I? Because you're looking at me now with and you're thinking, oh, I never knew that. Well, it's a simple fact that X amount of people on the Isle of Wight would have grown up for 20, 30 years with a ruling that that was illegal. So it's no wonder that they don't get the understanding of, hey, come on, we should live and let live and change,
yeah.
because that's how they grew up.
I don't think it was made legal until the 1970s.
It was 66.
Was it 66?
1966.
But I do remember, watching Call the Midwife, and this poor young guy, he was gay and stuff, and this was in 1964. And they made him have, like, electric shock treatment as aversion therapy, or take estrogen, female hormones, and to stop him being gay.
Yeah.
Now, that is discrimination.
Yeah.
That is discrimination.
Obviously, that film came out with Benedict Cumberbatch, and, people were
about
saying
Alan Turing.
He should get a pardon and so on and so forth. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. But the amount of people that would have grown up with that being illegal, I'm not saying that they'd all be against him, but, you know, there'll be a fair few people that would say, hang on a minute, that was illegal. Now it's all right.
Yeah.
This is kind of where, you know, when we had the issue with Dave Lee Travis a little while ago,
yeah.
he was guilty of groping someone's bottom. Back in the day, that was seen to be okay. Now it's completely wrong. And you just need to put it in context, don't you?
Yeah. And need to put it in lifetime. I mean, if you remember in the First World War, many people got shot for being cowards, and what it was discovered was they weren't cowardly at all. They were suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder.
Hmm.
And, you know, so... And I do believe a lot of them have been pardoned now, as it were, but we should use the wisdom we've gained, should we not?
Definitely.
To be kinder and to be less judgmental, not more.
Do you know what the sad thing is? We use our wit and our wisdom to be more offensive and ruder, don't we?
Or more judgmental.
And yeah. judgmental as well.
Sad truth.
But you know, the sad thing is that none of us are squeaky clean. We all have a bit of a laugh and a joke, and maybe we shouldn't, and maybe we, you know, poke fun and at certain people, and you think, well, hang on a minute, you say that's wrong, but what you're doing is wrong as well. You know, we're only human, and we're still learning.
We're just human, yeah.
Yeah, we are still learning. But you think you've got a quarter of the people on the Isle of Wight that have grown up, probably more than a quarter of people on the Isle of Wight that have grown up with the idea that homosexuality was wrong, okay?
Yeah.
And that is the mindset that you're... And until we start talking about facts, figures, and really understanding... You made a great point about, the elderly... It's no wonder they can't keep up with all this. It keeps changing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what they've grown... And sometimes, by making that statement, maybe we'd go home and we'll understand why Granny is a racist. We'll understand why Granny is against, homosexuality. Not all,
but maybe Granny isn't a racist. But maybe she uses old racist terms, not understanding they are now considered
exactly.
to be racist. But if she lived next door to a family who came from an ethnic group, she would be their best friend. And I know that sounds a bit, oh, God, UKIP, doesn't it? Oh, some of my best friends. But you know what I'm saying? It's how you treat people.
Mm.
Not is everything, isn't it? And context.
It is. So, anyway, old-timer.
I'm melting. If only
I'm
I
melting.
Could sweat fat out. I'd be a size 10.
It's very, very warm, and we've now... Run out of we,
yeah.
we just got to go, haven't we?
Yeah.
We're little prunes, we're so dehydrated.
All right, thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
I'll see you next week.
Yep.
See you next week.
And thanks, Bex.